And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and we are speaking this morning with Tuolumne County District 1 Supervisor David Goldenberg. And there are several issues Tuolumne County is facing. One that is impacting all of the residents, of course, is the COVID pandemic. And I was wondering, are you worried about a surge over the holidays?
Yes, actually, I am. What's been occurring, you know, we ran through this whole process, you know, with COVID, you know, dating back to, you know, about March of 2020, when the county was initially, you know, impacted. We actually had very few cases, you know, for quite a while of time, and we didn't have any deaths, you know, for a long period of time. And then we, as things moved forward, obviously the impacts, you know, became more and more obvious that there was a lot of issues out there. And so we had some previous surges. The most recent one started in about mid-July of this year, and that came with the Delta variant. And the Delta variant that was pretty much not really expected, you know, when it arrived, the veracity of it and how quickly people got infected and how seriously they got ill became a major concern. So that went on for, you know, a good period of time. You know, the last 4 months, we've had approximately 70 deaths, you know, and we've had 145 deaths total. So as we get into these cooler periods of time, right, it rained hard last night. The temperatures were down into the, you know, mid-40s. And so people, as they're gathering over the holiday periods, they're going to be closer and closer together. And so the obvious chances are there that they will, we could have the disease spreading, you know, again further. So we're hopeful that people will be mindful and do everything that they can to limit those potentials, you know, wearing of the masks. The vaccination issue obviously is a hotbed issue. I understand that. But the more and more people that do get vaccinated, the more protection it provides to everybody as a whole.
And in terms of the Delta variant, it hasn't gone away. We have the Omicron variant, and that one doesn't seem to be as potent as they thought, and people seem to be forgetting there's Delta.
Well, and that's very correct, Tracy. Thank you for bringing that point up, because, you know, so at our board meeting this week, Dr. Shevchenko, our interim health officer, talked about the new variant, the Omicron, and what he said was that, yes, it does spread very quickly from all appearances that they've seen. And a lot of data is still coming in on this. This is pretty darn new. But it does seem that the effects are a fair amount less. And so that's good. And I'm glad to see that. But as you just mentioned, the Delta variant has not gone away. And in certain areas of the country, it's been, you know, extremely powerful, and we've seen it here even locally. You know, just when we look at hospitalizations, you know, we've had 8-10 people in the hospital, sometimes close to 20 people. Again, you know, we've had the deaths, and so the more cases, you know, that there are that are in the hospital, the greater the chance are that there's, you know, more effects, you know, going down the line.
And how do you feel the pandemic has impacted our economy?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, huge in a negative manner, right? I mean, please don't get me wrong. It was, I don't know how many businesses in total went out of business, had to shut their doors, you know, whether they be in downtown Sonora or other areas of the county. There definitely was a number of businesses that they could not, you know, keep up, you know, with all the problems and the lack of business. There was employee issues, right? Because many employees could not show up to work because they had COVID or perhaps they got exposed, and so they were under quarantine. Recently, it has been a positive sign that we've seen a number of new businesses open up. And so I'm really, you know, glad to see and feel the energy. You know, when my wife and I were downtown here just after Thanksgiving, you know, I saw like 4 or 5 different businesses. I go, where'd they come from? Wow, this is really nice. And
right.
So, you know, people are, you know, coming back, but they have had employee issues.
What are you hearing from local businesses right now regarding employee issues and what they're seeing in terms of the economy and how it's affecting their business?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things that in the government's efforts to help people, they offer them a lot of relief in many different programs, many different ways. And individual employees who ended up without a job ended up in the position where they could get extended unemployment benefits. And so that was good for the employees, but as things started to turn around and now the businesses were ready to open back up, the employees were not necessarily willing to come back to work. You know, they had, these benefits coming and you know, they felt that that was pretty good. And so it, I think now, again, that's, you know, as these programs are starting to run down, that we're getting through those, but there's still many, many things, and you see it on the news almost daily, that the businesses have got help wanted ads out there, and they don't have as many takers, you know, as they would like to have.
Are you hearing that from the businesses in the county, that they don't have enough employees?
I have not heard it, you know, personally, other than, you know, I've seen, you know, heard discussions, seen some things on social media, you know, that have, you know, kind of broached that subject. But I think overall that we're getting through that. But it certainly was prevalent for quite a period of time.
And how do you think we're recovering? And do you foresee any problems coming into next year?
You know, right now, hopefully we will not see any problems, right? You know, but, you know, time will be the tell us, you know, what happens there. What we have seen from the county side is, you know, our sales tax numbers were definitely, you know, way up because a lot of people were doing home shopping, right? They're on Amazon and other services. And now as we get into the holiday season, programs like the RAD program, they've been, you know, doing a lot of shopping. So we're seeing good numbers. We've had a lot of people been moving into the county because partly driven by COVID, in that they're like dot-com positions where they can work from home, provided they have access to high-speed internet, broadband. So I'm really looking to see that it's, you know, those parts are really positive as we move forward.
And now another concerning issue, of course, is fires, something you're very familiar with your background. And, of course, we just had the Washington fire. And do you have any updates on how the cleanup effort is going on that fire?
Yeah, so they, here about 2 weeks ago, I believe it was, two things happened. You know, one, we got from relief from the governor's office, where they declared the Washington fire, as well as a number of other fires, as a disaster area. So what that did was it opened up programs that otherwise the county would have had to been trying to figure out how we would pay for it. So anytime you have these types of fires, this was a fast-moving fire. It impacted, you know, a little bit under 20 residences. And so you have a lot of products that were in those homes, plastics and chemicals and whatever they had. And so that creates environmental, you know, potentials. So the initial steps on the cleanup is concentrated on the environmental issues. They've been working now, like I said, for about 2 weeks. I understand they're almost done with that first phase. And then as we move forward, then we need to start getting into other areas. We need to ensure that we're taking out, you know, trees that are hazardous, you know, that could fall, you know, looking at, you know, you're going to start to have to look at drainage issues and things like that. But they're moving forward. You know, thankfully, the footprint of the fire, you know, at 136 acres, I think it was, is fairly small. So the runoff issues were not near as extreme as been seen on many of the larger fires.
So in terms of fires in general, and with what you've experience with the Washington fire up close and personal and your background, what is your biggest concern when it comes to fire?
Oh my goodness. You know, more than anything else, you know, what we're seeing, and it's a cumulative effect, you know, over a number of years, is that we've got tremendous fuel loading problems, you know, where, you know, Cal Fire, as an example, has a stated mission goal to extinguish 95% of fires at 10 acres or less. And, you know, I worked for that organization many years, and we were pretty successful at it. The more success you have at that, in some areas, allows the fuels to grow more and more, so they get very thick, and it becomes a major issue. They've done a tremendous amount of work on fuel breaks in this county between the Forest Service, CAL FIRE, the Fire Safe Council. There's been some private efforts, just a lot of effort in putting in all these fuel breaks. They call them shaded fuel breaks, most of them. They're about 300 foot wide, and so they're, you remove most of the fuels, not all of the fuels. And it gives the firefighters a good point, you know, to, you know, have a good stance. So they, you know, we just need to, you know, keep looking at those issues on the fuels is huge. And prescribed fire is part of our planned, you know, way to go.
And we can continue talking about fires in our next segment here. Okay. But first we have to take a break here. We'll return with more Motherlode Views following a word from our community-minded sponsor, Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be right back.